Hello, High Vibe family. Today is another integration day, and that means that we are going to go back over the information that you have absorbed over the last few days, all the knowledge, and decide for yourself where you can begin to integrate specific types of knowledge into your life to make it wisdom. I mean, what is the point of gathering all this knowledge if you don't make it useful in your daily life? You know, in the end, you want to learn so that you can improve your daily, everyday life. So spiritual knowledge, like in this masterclass, teaches you to understand yourself better. And on this path of self-discovery, it's important to give everything from your past a specific place, to see new perspectives and to notice that the things that used to trigger you no longer affect you right now. So learning new things and making changes from within, not from outside. So understanding that you cannot change external, you know, factors or people, but what you do have control over is how you experience them and the work that you are doing inside to, you know, make this process a lot more easy for you. So what's important is that when you remove certain habits from your life, you replace them with another habit. Otherwise, your brain will resist because it feels like it's missing something. So if you don't want to spend your evenings mindlessly like scrolling through social media anymore or something, you want to replace it with something else. For example, spiritual documentary or something. You know, then you want to replace this documentary with a good book. And that good book, for example, with an open-hearted conversation with your partner. So you want to make little stepping stones, and you want to alternate then this open heart conversation, for example, with a meditation. So one day you're having this conversation, another day you have meditation. And that's how you go from social media to meditation. You know, many people, they try to make too big of a leap. You know, they want to jump too fast. And you always see this, you know, with New Year's, for example, if people have resolutions, they don't stick with it. It's too big of a leap. So that's why, for example, you know, if you love sweets and desserts and you want to cut back on sugar, for example, it's important not to just eliminate them, but to make them, for example, for yourself with healthy ingredients. You know, what you want to do is you try to put into practice every day what you've learned over the past few days, and you want to make this experience of putting stuff into practice, you want to actually enjoy this experience. In the end, knowledge plus experience creates wisdom. At least that's my formula for wisdom. The only way to turn knowledge into wisdom is to try it out and to see if that knowledge actually works for you, if it's useful for you. And that's exactly what integration is. So you integrate what you focus on, what you do in daily life. So your subconscious thrives on repetition. So the more you think about something, the more you dream about it. And remember, these can also be nightmares if it's something that you don't like. So what you want to do is you want to break old habits that carry a lower vibration by not continue to repeat them. The more you disrupt the routine of your old habits and turn this stuff upside down, the more energy you steal from those habits to keep them alive. So I could recommend reading about what you want to integrate before you meditate or go to sleep, for example. That's the best way to retrain your subconscious mind. There's a lot of stuff happening when you sleep. So right before you sleep is a very amazing window of opportunity to do something. So for now, I think it's a good idea to go over into the next video what we've covered into the past couple of days so that you can decide for yourself what you want to integrate first in order to raise your vibration. And throughout this video, I had to laugh because this lamp here beside me just started to like light up like crazy without me touching anything. So maybe that's a sign. I hope I'm going to see you back in the next video about, you know, some recap of all the things that we talked about in the past couple of days.